For many of us these days, it's harder than ever to stay motivated. It doesn't matter if you're working and moving about or if you are in a lockdown situation. When the future looks dark or uncertain, it's easy to fall into a sort of hopeless mood. Life has slowed down for many, while others are busier than ever trying to keep it all together. Many of us are feeling a combination of emotions, such as frustration and uncertainty, or maybe even anger or fear. When you lose your motivation, it's like you say to yourself, "What's the point? Why make the effort? What difference does it make after all?" And that's exactly what the enemy wants. He wants us to doubt that life, struggle, and sacrifice are worth it. He wants us to buy into the lie that giving, loving, and serving have no value. And most of all, he wants us to think that our lives have no meaning and no worth. But as a child of God, you know better. Still, be careful. These lies sneak their way in sometimes, bit by bit. It's the little things that begin to break us down. So you might sleep in more, or watch too much TV, or not take care of your physical health. You might put things off, or become apathetic in your work. Or you spend less time in prayer. And the next thing you know, depression or despair begin to slowly take over. It's never on purpose, but this can happen, especially when facing a crisis. Whether or not you believe in the headlines about the current health situation, there's no doubt it affects us all in a big way. So if you're feeling unmotivated, or if you're wondering where to focus, think about this. Your life is worth it. The lives of others are too. Even in hard situations, we have the promises of God to depend on. So go back and recover these promises. No matter how things progress from here, it won't be easy, but it is worth it. It's worth taking care of yourself and your loved ones. Nobody knows how things will turn out, but it's worth working hard and loving courageously, especially in the face of hard times. Look at Jesus, not only as an example, but as a source of spiritual renewal. Think about how much he loved and died for you, for all of us. All the pain and suffering we see, all the hurt and division, all the manipulation, misery, and anger, all of this was driven into his body, nailing him to the cross. Jesus lived and died for the most noble cause ever, the salvation of souls. Your life is worth it. Your spirit is worth it. And the same goes for your family, community, and country. So fight for the good, but fight the way Jesus did, with compassion and mercy, with seeking to help the most vulnerable, by listening to the voice of God the Father and obeying His will. This all goes beyond pandemics, politics, and government. It's living and working in a heavenly reality. This is the manifestation of God's love in real life terms. It happens through you, through me, and through all those motivated by the Spirit of God. So get back out there. Do the good work. Work hard. Be responsible. Be joyful. Let the Lord lift you up. Let Him lift your mood. You can do it. God is with you, and He loves you so very much. Let the Spirit be your motivation. If you don't feel it, get on your knees and cry out for this. And let the fire and passion of God return to you again. Now let's pray. O Heavenly Lord, you are worthy of all thanks and praise. We come to you now as we face frustration and uncertainty. The enemy tries to steal us of our motivation. Even if we know better, we still need you to guide and defend us, O Lord. We are not self-sufficient. Our lives and salvation depend on you. May the Spirit of Christ come to us and fill us. Let us rise up again, energized and driven, ready to face the day. May we be filled with your loving Spirit to go forth with courage, to love and serve, to share the good news and to glorify God joyously. We pray for all of this in the name of our life and our faith, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.